W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I'm Ike Adjiachi. Outside the criminal courts building in Manhattan,
Viva Trump!
Pro-Trump protesters ahead of the arrest and arraignment of the former president.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I think it's a sad day for our country.
Also there, anti-Trump protesters.
I believe in the rule of law and the wheels of justice. And I believe we're starting to see them turn.
Trump has started the four-mile trip from Trump Tower to the courthouse. The grand jury had been looking into hush payments to an adult film actress, ABC's Aaron Katursky at the courthouse.
Many of the Supreme Court cases have been adjourned for the day to reduce foot traffic in the building. He's going to arrive, we think, in the early part of the afternoon, surrender himself so he can be placed under arrest, processed as a criminal defendant, and arraigned on more than two dozen felony counts. His attorney says he will plead not guilty.
Following his arraignment, Trump expected to fly to Florida for remarks when he returns to Mar-a-Lago. This is ABC News. All eyes on Wisconsin, where a high-stakes Supreme Court election could change the state's political trajectory and decide the future of abortion and voting rights in the state. ABC's Brittany Shepherd is covering the race.
Well, in a state like Wisconsin, just one justice makes a tremendous difference. In 2020, the state Supreme Court came within just one vote of approving former President Donald Trump's attempt to overturn election results in that state. Ultimately, the bench rejected Trump's request, but you can see how this makes some Democrats pretty nervous for whatever might happen come 2024.
Wisconsin is widely considered the nation's most consequential race of this year. It's also the most expensive state Supreme Court race ever. A mother-daughter reunion nearly 2 months after the earthquake in Turkey. An infant was pulled out of the rubble days after the February 6th quake with no health problems. Authorities thought her mother had died. The two were reunited over the weekend. Ike Adjiachi, ABC News.
Hey folks, keep her moving to Civic Media every Saturday and Sunday at noon for the Cripescast with me, Charlie Behrens.
We've been out here all day. We've had five or six beers and only one fish.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matinair. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin reported 10 confirmed tornadoes last week, and now more potential severe weather is on the way. Two rounds of storms expected to roll through Wisconsin tonight into tomorrow. The National Weather Service says the Milwaukee area could see hail and strong winds. Madison and Waukesha also could get hail with winds up to 60 miles an hour. Rain or freezing rain expected in central Wisconsin. Further to the north, a wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain with a second storm system moving in tomorrow. Once that system moves out, Milwaukee and other communities along the lake could end up with an inch and a half of rain. If you suffer with allergies, health officials say this year is ramping up to be worse than last year. Now through May is considered pollen season. Experts recommend closing your windows and changing clothes once inside to help reduce exposure. I'm Jane Matinair. This is Civic Media News.
Bud Tussle is proud to be the major sponsor on Civic Media for the biggest spring election being followed all over America. Bud Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Call today, 877-227-0924.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else.
It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin.
Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome to the 1 o'clock No Sour Ha Ha Funny Hour. No Sour. Happy fun time, haha, power hour. Welcome to the No Sour Fun Time Haha Power Hour.
Oh, she did it.
I got it.
I think she's got it. By George, she's got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada yada yada.
Wisconsin, how are you feeling? Nervous? Excited? Don't know what we're talking about? 844-967-2789. I am feeling nervous. How are you feeling, Jane Matinere?
I'm with you on the nervous. Because again, you know I'm not an optimist. And so I start at death and work my way backwards. And so...
yeah.
We'll
it's
see.
A totally natural reaction to have.
No, right? Doom, destruction, and death, and then the next thing. That's better than that.
And then you just keep marching forward. Yeah. Of course, we are talking about the Wisconsin election, which we think is the biggest story of today. Not that it doesn't have some competition, but certainly is a big story that has not only huge consequences for those of us living in Wisconsin, but also for the country. And there is a lot of people who understand the ramifications of who gets elected on our Wisconsin Supreme Court race could make changes in the makeup of the House, depending if we got new maps and had a more even distribution or more fair districts when it came to our U.S. congressmen and our U.S. representatives. But also if, like in 2020, the 2024 presidential election results get escalated to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And like last time, it is one vote away from overturning hundreds of thousands of votes. So that is what we're talking about there. So do we have someone who's on the phone?
844-967-2789. If you want to check in with how you are feeling today about the Wisconsin election. Stephen from Green Bay, thanks for joining us. What do you want to say?
Hey, Kristen, how are you doing on this nervous Tuesday?
Nervous. We're a little high strung. We're feeling the energy and the anxiety through our fingertips. How are you feeling, Stephen?
I'm also feeling nervous. And actually, I woke up this morning. I was feeling great, even though it's cloudy outside. And I went to go vote. And then I came to work and witnessed a conversation between two of my coworkers, where one of my coworkers didn't even know there was an election today, and the other coworker didn't know what they were voting for. And I thought to myself, how many more people out there are in the same predicament right now? And this is not where we should be on voting day. We should have gotten this taken care of already. So I am now waiting to see what happens. I'm trying to be cautiously optimistic, but a big emphasis on the cautious part of that sentence.
Did you notice a larger?
Well, did you remind?
Did you notice a larger turnout or anything, Stephen, this morning when you went to vote?
So I will tell you, at my specific polling place, the voting sign wasn't even out in front of the door, and the parking lot was full. So that's why I say I'm cautiously optimistic, because I vote in a very red area. And to see that there's that many cars in the parking lot is a good thing, I think. So
actually, and also, Stephen, did you take the opportunity after you overheard your coworkers talking to remind them that there was still time to go vote today?
I did. I am a proud Democrat, and so when I go, and if I don't know people's political affiliation, I never go in and say you need to vote for the Democrats, because I don't believe that's my job to tell you who to vote for. But I do
totally.
Figure out where they live, first of all, so I know I'm giving them the right information, and I do let them know. Now, one thing I just want to say real quick, about the turnout. Some of that higher turnout here in Green Bay could be because of the mayor's race. I will tell you, locally, the mayor's race is getting a lot more attention than even the Supreme Court race. It's a huge race in Green Bay. So that could be a reason why we have some higher turnout, too.
And I think that's a great thing, right? As far as people being motivated and being tuned in to their local races, whether it's a mayoral election, school board elections, because I think more and more, the more people that grasp those elections really matter and they affect your community and they affect your city, to be a motivating factor to get people to polls is, I don't care. Like, if that's, I think that's a great thing as well. Thanks so much for the call, Stephen. But I think, yeah, I think that's probably the feeling of everyone, conservative, liberal, Republican. This is the nature of the beast of watching and caring about our elections in Wisconsin. It is never a slam dunk.
No,
it's not a cakewalk. It is no, whatever analogy or metaphor you can think of for something that is in the bag, it is not that.
No, not here.
Not here, but we are also keeping an eye on the other big story of today, which is former President Donald Trump's arraignment. It sounds like, at least what I see trending on Twitter, that he is officially under arrest. Have you seen anything pop up for you, Jane, as far as other news, as far as protesters or anything kind of disorderly happening in New York?
There were a couple tussles earlier this morning, but it seemed like the police had things pretty well in hand and were keeping the two sides very far away from each other. Because, again, there were a couple scuffles. Marjorie Taylor Greene, of course, was there to show her support for President Trump. And no one could hear her because there were so many people blowing whistles. So she left after less than 10 minutes. And you know who else showed up to show his support for the former president? George Santos.
Scott Baio.
No.
Oh, George Santos.
George Santos, who also only lasted about 10 minutes, blaming reporters for making it impossible for him to stay. As opposed to all the people who are yelling at him, tell us about your all-star volleyball career.
Man, what do you... that is a topic for a different day. There is too much to cover and too much to talk about today. But the end game for that guy of just... Because he's under investigation,
yes,
right? Like, they finally escalated that and we're like, all right, man, like, we're gonna look into this of how you just blatantly lied about everything, and just the audacity of him to say, I don't care. I'm going to keep pretending like nothing happened.
Yep.
And being
an
indignant, entitled lawmaker like the other MAGA folks that I align with. And so that is something. All right. Well, speaking of Marjorie Taylor Greene, I finally watched more, as much as it was painful, of the 60 Minutes interview by Leslie Stahl on Sunday. And full stop, it was a great example of how to not cover the far right. And I think it was a phenomenal, embarrassing waste of time on 60 Minutes' part, on CBS's part, and it did nothing besides embolden bigots. And I, you know, Les Moonves, is that how you pronounce his last name?
Yes.
The old CBS. You know, he was on record saying Trump is probably not good for America, but it's good for ratings.
Yeah, so we don't care.
And it feels, so we don't care. And I don't know what the ratings were for 60 Minutes on Sunday night. I have to imagine they're higher than usual because it's, she attracts attention. And, but let's just have a reminder, because sometimes it's hard to, similar to Trump, it's sometimes hard to keep track of all the things that in such a short period of time, Marjorie Taylor Greene has done. And this isn't even an exhaustive list, but she's compared COVID safety measures to the Holocaust. She's physically kicked a gun safety advocate.
I saw that.
She's spread unhinged conspiracy theories, including space lasers starting the California fires. And she spoke at a 2022 white nationalist conference. How could we forget that? And I don't know, am I missing anything off the top of your head that you can think of?
She chased down David Hogg, who is one of the survivors of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas school shootings. She chased him down after that tragedy and was badgering him. And it's important to clarify, I think, that these were Jewish space lasers.
Yes. How could I forget that they were?
Marjorie said they were Jewish space lasers.
But yet, there she was on Sunday night on 60 Minutes. And, you know, I think, I don't know what people expected. I don't know what Leslie Stahl expected. I don't know what the producers expected and why, if she was going to show up and be less crazy. But the things that she said on the show were bonkers. Do we have some of the clips from that?
Yep, let's take a listen.
Things she says that are over the top, like,
the Democrats are a party of pedophiles.
I would definitely say so. They support grooming children.
They are not pedophiles. Why would you say that?
Democrats support, even Joe Biden, the president himself, supports children being sexualized and having transgender surgeries. Sexualizing children is what pedophiles do to children.
Wow.
It's so misguided.
But my question really is, can't you fight for what you believe in without all that name-calling and without the personal attacks?
Well, I would ask the same question to the other side, because all they've done is call me names and insult me nonstop since I've been here, Leslie. They call me racist. They call me anti-Semitic, which is not true. I'm not calling anyone names. I'm calling out the truth, basically. Pedophile, call it what it is.
I am so disappointed in Leslie Stahl. She just whiffed on that.
And she whiffed it.
Completely let her off the hook. It was mortifying.
So if you disagree with me, if you think this is somehow defensible as far as CBS and 60 Minutes deciding to air this, 844-967-2789. Because I think this only emboldens people who are willing to kill trans kids, trans people, people of the LGBT community, doctors. There was nothing but bad things that could happen from this. So 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
In this market, you'll find Fisher Investments is different than other money managers.
Different how? Aren't we all just looking for the hottest stocks?
Nope. We use diversified strategies to position our clients' portfolios for their long-term goals.
You don't just provide cookie-cutter portfolios?
No, we tailor our clients' portfolios to their goals and needs.
But you still sell investments that generate high commissions for you, right?
No, we don't sell commission-based products. We're a fiduciary, the highest standard of care for a financial advisor. It means we're obligated to act in our clients' best interest.
So when do you make more money? Only when your clients make more money?
Yep, we have one transparent management fee structured so we do better when our clients do better.
Sounds like you really look out for your clients.
We do, because our priority is helping them achieve a comfortable retirement. That might be why most of our clients come from other money managers. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments. Clearly, different money management.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Weather brought to you by Wisconsin Cheese and Popcorn Shop at civicmedia.us/shop.
Here's a fun treat for your Easter celebration, cherry elk sausage and port wine cheese spread.
You can order them at civicmedia.us/shop.
Part of the proceeds benefit Wisconsin athletic programs.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 39. Northeast winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 39. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 58. Dry with temperatures a bit below average Thursday and Friday. And highs in the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 36.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media. Civic Media.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. We are having a good time and we'll continue to have a good time for the rest of this hour and also into tonight, because Jane and I will be back on the air from 7 to 8 p.m. tonight, prime time, to do our hour of anchoring Civic Media's special broadcast of the election results as they rolled in. Obviously, from 7 to 8, we will have no results yet, because polls will still be open, but Jane and I will be there to kick off the special coverage, and then we will hand it over to Terry Bell and the rest of our team, who will be giving you updates as all of the races you care about come to a conclusion.
I mean, and they're going to cover.
We're
feeling good. I mean, they're going to cover school board races and referendums and all kinds of stuff. We have people spread out all over the state.
Yep. And so we are very much looking forward to that. So keep your dial tuned to Civic Media throughout the rest of the day. And the anticipation is mounting. But we previously were talking about my frustration, and I think many people's frustrations, but I at first had decided I didn't really care to watch Marjorie Taylor Greene's interview on 60 Minutes. And then felt I had to at least watch some of it, because as it got more attention, it felt like I should know at least what was said. And the language that she uses is getting people killed. And one of the most, you know, respected news shows featured her and platformed her, and it's airing on national television, and it is beyond irresponsible that not only did they air her, but also Leslie Stahl totally whiffed in her ability to push back. And in an era of violent attacks and gun violence targeting queer nightclubs and spaces, giving any air to this kind of language is dangerous and indefensible. And I would love to hear from someone who tries to argue otherwise, because this is exactly how, as we talked to Jeff Charlotte yesterday, you don't cover the far right.
We have Scott from Chicago on the line. What do you want to say about that CBS interview?
say, the only theory that I can come up with why they aired it is because a lot of the right argument is that the left is suppressing anything that doesn't go with their agenda. So they kind of had to appease it, because obviously Green knew that they had the interview, so if they didn't air it, they'd say, oh, they didn't like what I said, so they weren't going to suppress it, and it just furthered the right argument. So they kind of had to appease it. It wasn't necessarily something good to cover, but it was basically avoiding the argument of they don't like what I said, so they're trying to silence me.
I can understand that to a point, Scott, but I also think that Leslie Stahl just let her get away with, I mean, she let her call Democrats pedophiles without any pushback on it. I don't understand that.
Oh, I'm not saying that the interview was done well, but I am saying that I feel like they didn't really have a way to just not air it. Like, it should have been executed better, but if they just didn't air it, then Green would have the argument of they didn't like what I said, so they're trying to push an agenda.
Yeah, thanks for this call, Scott. And, you know, and I tried to ask that a little bit of Jeff yesterday. It's like, and I think a lot of news outlets are stuck in this, in trying to report the news accurately. And she is a newsmaker, whether you like it or not, whether she says things that are true or not, she is a newsmaker. And to not talk about her or talk about the theories that she pushes and other people push is obviously suppression. And I agree with, like, once they filmed it, they had to air
it. Oh, without
a doubt. They couldn't
have.
Yeah. It's more of the fact that it was just handled so irresponsibly. And the fact that again and again and again, we don't have time to play it, so we'll talk about this on the other side of the next break. But this entirely unfounded, queerphobic, I'm saying this dripping with sarcasm, pedophilia panic that's targeting Democrats and LGBTQ people is purely about stoking hate and misinformation. Meanwhile, the right and conservatives are actively sexualizing and harming children. And we talk about this ban on drag queens and don't say gay bills, when currently, literally right now, the jury has found ex-GOP operative Anton Tony Lazzaro, a one-time Minnesota Republican political operative and top donor, guilty on all counts of sex trafficking 5 girls aged 15 and 16.
He's got pictures with all the big people in the GOP. This Lazzaro, he made the rounds. He was very well connected.
And so the unfounded perpetuating these stories that there is no legitimacy to, and not calling her in the moment besides saying "wow" by Leslie Stahl and not being there. Like, I would have loved to seen Jon Stewart do that interview.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
I would have.
Yes.
That he would have taken her to task. And that is how you cover it. We're going to play a little bit more. There's a lawyer on TikTok who's been doing a great job of covering who's actually getting accused and convicted of sex crimes. And big shock, it's not drag queens. This is not so fun, haha, fun time hour, but that's okay. We're going to keep rolling with it. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Ike Ajachi. Outside the criminal courts building in Manhattan, Viva Trump!
Pro-Trump protesters ahead of the arrest and arraignment of the former president.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I think it's a sad day for our country.
Also there, anti-Trump protesters.
I believe in the rule of law and the wheels of justice. And I believe we're starting to see them turn.
Trump has started the four-mile trip from Trump Tower to the courthouse. The grand jury had been looking into hush payments to an adult film actress, ABC's Aaron Katursky at the courthouse.
Many of the Supreme Court cases have been adjourned for the day to reduce foot traffic in the building. He's going to arrive, we think, in the early part of the afternoon, surrender himself so he can be placed under arrest, processed as a criminal defendant, and arraigned on more than two dozen felony counts. His attorney says he will plead not guilty.
Following his arraignment, Trump expected to fly to Florida for remarks when he returns to Mar-a-Lago. This is ABC News.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or cheddar. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. The New York Times calls it the most important election in America this year, and it's happening today. The race for Wisconsin Supreme Court will decide if the state's high court will lean left or right for the next 2 years. There are several other decisions for voters to make, including amending the state constitution to give judges more leeway when setting bail. A special state Senate election could give Republicans a supermajority in the upper chamber. Civic Media's coverage of election returns begins tonight at 8. Wisconsin has a new law aimed at curbing reckless driving. Governor Evers signed a bill into law yesterday that'll let police impound cars for reckless driving if the owner has unpaid fines for reckless driving already. In sports, the Brewers host the Mets tonight. The Bucks are at Washington. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Bud Tussle is proud to be the major sponsor on Civic Media for the biggest spring election being followed all over America. Bud Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Call today, 877-227-0924.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude. Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You may find yourself living in a shotgun shack, and you may find yourself in another part of the world, and you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. You may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get...
Listen to that. Is that a Kermit the Frog covering who?
Covering Talking Heads. Once in a lifetime. But...
That is a...
Yeah.
Good find.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome back to the last half hour of our regular programming of As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jade Matinair, and we are having so much fun on this election day. And very much looking forward to tonight when we will be back on air at 7 p.m. To kick off our special broadcast for Civic Media. Jane and I will be back on air 7 to 8, bringing in the last hour before polls close, and then we will hand it over to the rest of our team to anchor and cover statewide all of the results as they come in, both for obviously the marquee race that everyone is watching and looking for with bated breath is the Wisconsin Supreme Court race, but everything down ballot as well, from the constitutional amendments to mayoral races to school referenda. There is a lot of being decided tonight beyond the Supreme Court race, but very much looking forward to that. And so we keep an eye on, I think rain is still kind of spitting right now, but if you can vote early to avoid any thunderstorms that come in later, absolutely go do that. And if you would like to share a picture or selfie of your voting sticker, or just let us know that you voted and what number you were at your polling place or what lines looked like, 844-967-2789, or drop us a line on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, or add us on social media, and I will share it. I will share it there. So find us at As Goes Wisconsin on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and we will share the love. I am looking forward to going, walking two blocks from my house to go vote as soon as the show is over, and then get back and keep preparing for our special coverage tonight. Right, Jane?
Yes, I am looking forward to it. We're going to have Patrick Marley, who used to work for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel for a real long time. Now he's working with the Washington Post. And then a political expert from UW-Madison.
Yeah, Barry Burton will be there. You've certainly read quotes from him in any election coverage or voting coverage, since he is an expert on that. He's going to join to tell us, give us a little bit more political strategy insight on why even non-binding referendums are gaining in popularity and what purpose they serve as far as motivating people to vote,
right?
Even though the non-binding referendums actually don't change anything. They're just kind of telling you what popular opinion is, which there is value to that, but not when you don't have any power, because time and time again, there's been non-binding referendums on fair maps and marijuana, and for some reason, those just go unanswered as far as the popularity of people really wanting those things in Wisconsin.
Yeah, they don't like to hear about things that they don't want to do. You know, it's just like, we're just going to ignore, we're going to ignore these things. And we're just going to pretend that you never responded and told us that you wanted that. And that's why, again, I go back to how important it is to get fair maps, so our representatives actually have to respond to the wants of their constituents, which they haven't had to do for over a decade in this state because we are so severely gerrymandered. And I'm just hoping that enough people are tired of that. And I don't want it democratically gerrymandered either. I want us to have fair elections. I want people to once again believe that their vote can count.
I would like that too, Jane.
Right?
Wouldn't that be nice?
That's not so, I don't think that's a pipe dream. I don't think that's so much to ask for. I just want,
well, it would just be,
if your policies are so good, then people will vote for them. You shouldn't have to cheat to get your policies through, especially if most people don't like your policies.
Well, and it's also the adamant, for some people, for some conservatives and Republicans who just refuse to admit that our maps are gerrymandered and just come back to the argument of there is a natural gerrymander because of Dane County and Milwaukee County, which is true. There is a slight gerrymander in the condensed amount of Democrats or people who vote for Democrats living in Dane County and Milwaukee County. It is not a supermajority.
No, it's not.
And for those people who always argue that, it's like, all right, then why are you so against a independent, nonpartisan committee making the maps. If this is going to happen, no matter what, if this is just the way that maps need to be built because this is where people choose to live, then why are you so adamant that there's not a different group, not Democrats, but a nonpartisan, independent committee like they've done in Michigan, like they've done in Iowa, that decides on what the maps are? What's the harm? If this is going to happen no matter what, why are you so afraid of that? Because, I hear less answers about that.
Well, right. And because their policies aren't popular.
Yeah.
I just don't think they win on policy. And I think that's also why the culture wars are so important to them, and the othering of people and the fear mongering about other people, because that's what they have to use. They don't have policy. They use fear.
So, speaking of fear, just to circle back and at least finish the conversation we were having about the 60 Minutes interview of Marjorie Taylor Greene, I wanted to at least highlight the fact that despite a certain group of people on the right trying to fearmonger and blame and scare people about the entirely unfounded queerphobic pedophilia that's not happening by drag queens, by LGBTQ people, but is happening elsewhere. We mentioned in the last segment that a jury found ex-GOP operative Tony Lazzaro, who was a one-time Republican political operative and top donor, who's now been found guilty on all counts of sex trafficking of five different girls aged 15 to 16. But there is also, and I've followed her on TikTok for a while, but there's a lawyer who's using her TikTok to expose the pedophiles arrested in the U.S. each week. And surprise, surprise, despite what people like Marjorie Taylor Greene want you to believe, none of them are drag queens.
Week six and in so our series, Who's Committing Sex Crimes Involving Children? And the pastors doing much better, only two this week, one new Catholic priest. But the archdioceses of Savannah, Georgia, and Atlanta came out with a report on 73 priests with literally thousands of cases among them. And the Boy Scouts of America announced that their settlement of $2.46 billion was approved by a judge. Thousands of cases there too. 80,000 men claim to have been abused by scout leaders. Four teachers, one at a Catholic school, two Republican leaders, one a former state chair, one child service worker, one police officer, and one attorney specializing in child abuse cases. Totals for 6 weeks, 172 cases we've tracked. Pastors leading the way with 39, five priests and three other religious figures, politicians at six, one trans person, and still not a single drag queen.
Yeah. So that was week six. I think that's her most recent video. She also does other lawyery type things on TikTok. But I just think this goes, and I bring this up, it's obviously awful, and it is awful. And I even saying pedophilia feels like one of those words that you just feel dirty even saying. Like, just the way that the word is constructed feels gross.
Yes.
But, and I bring it up because this is what I still think is so dangerous about having someone not, if you're going to interview someone like Marjorie Taylor Greene, you need someone with a bigger backbone, apparently. And I hate to say that because Leslie Stahl is in a lot of ways legendary as far as a female broadcaster and journalist, but like that was not the heat that needed to be brought with combating her aggressiveness. And ultimately I just feel like we can show these TikToks. We can put the facts out there as far as who's actually more likely to abuse your children or take advantage of your children. But because bigots are equally, like, they don't care about stats or facts, and they just want to hear what confirms what they already think. And 60 Minutes did that.
Oh, absolutely. And you had mentioned earlier, she should have been prepped with comebacks and facts to to come back with against MTG like Jon Stewart would have. You got to prep for, and I can't, she has to know that. She's been doing this for 50 years. She had to know that, and I can only believe that these were intentional whiffs on Leslie Stahl's part.
But why?
For ratings.
What did they gain by...
For ratings. It's sad, but
yeah,
I guess. As you said, the former head of CBS, Les Moonves, admitted that Donald Trump is terrible for the country, but it's great for our ratings. And you hate to think that's true, but
here we are talking about it 2 days later.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. I don't have a lot else to add on that besides I just think it's dangerous, and I don't have the right answer as far as how do you. I feel like I do. I genuinely feel like who else besides Jon Stewart has done this well? Recently.
He's really one of the only interviewers that I can think of that really nails it every time, no matter what the topic is, whether it's firearms, guns, you know, that Georgia or Oklahoma lawmaker that he had on, who basically just the more guns makes us safer, unless, of course, you're a police officer responding to a domestic call at a house full of guns.
Yes.
You know, so maybe Leslie Stahl needs to do a little refresher course with Jon Stewart on how to properly interview people.
Well, and, you know, and to a certain extent, I understand it from the point of Jon Stewart's not a journalist. And so his, you know, need to stay objective and like he can come pretty strong without feeling like his journalistic integrity is on the line, where I do understand for journalists that you, in the attempt to be fair and this both sidesism, but it's just become untenable because it's like, I don't know without having your rebuttals ready, how you interview people who are just going to spread lies and not feel like you're doing more harm than good.
You have to prep for it. You have to prep for it and be ready.
But I feel like she had to have, she's such a pro.
And that's why I believe, and so, that's why I believe this was an intentional whiff.
All right. Well, we have one more segment to round out our election show. So stick with us. Maybe we'll end on a high note. We're trying to head on a high note. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
With a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here? Letting the days go by, letting the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing underground. End of the blue again, after the money's gone. Once in a lifetime, water flowing underground. And you may ask yourself, how do I work this? And you may ask yourself, where is that large automobile? And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful house. And you may tell yourself, this is not my beautiful wife. Letting the days go by, let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by, water flowing underground. Into the blue again, after the money's gone. Once in a lifetime, water flowing underground. Same as it ever was, same as it ever was, same as it ever was, same as it ever was.
And now, a special message from Charlie Behrens of the Cripescast.
How in the heck are you? It's me, Charlie, here to remind you that on April 4th, there's a huge election going on in Wisconsin. It's for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Now, it's a divided court, so the winner of this election is going to help determine the future of Wisconsin. Be part of that decision. Go to myvote.wi.gov to figure out your polling location and also what ID to bring. Again, myvote.wi.gov. And watch for deer.
Bud Tussle is proud to be the major sponsor on Civic Media for the biggest spring election being followed all over America. Bud Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Call today, 877-227-0924.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else. It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin. Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies this afternoon with scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 39. Northeast winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 39. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. High temperatures reach up to 58. Dry with temperatures a bit below average Thursday and Friday, and highs in the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 36.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
One day more, another day, another destiny. This never-ending road to Calvary. These men who seem to know my crime will surely come a second time. One day more.
One day more. Oh, man. I don't know about anybody else, but that song always rings in my head on election day, as far as the feelings and the anticipation of just waiting to see what happens. And so I tweeted that out this morning. I feel like other people who are following the election who don't know that song probably were like, what is this GIF? Why did she put this on here? But it makes sense to me, and it makes sense to Jane. So that's all that matters. So go play Les Miserables one day more on repeat, because that's certainly what I'm going to be doing between now and when we're back on air tonight at 7 p.m.
If you want to check in at any time, of course, 844-967-2789. Talking earlier about 60 Minutes, Leslie Stahl interviewing Marjorie Taylor Greene on Sunday night, 262 checking in. Shame on 60 Minutes. We changed the channel before the interview, and shame on Leslie, too.
I don't think she's had a comment yet. I haven't seen anything from her. Not that I would expect to, because once it's done, it's done. But I have not heard anything as far as from CBS or 60 Minutes or Leslie Stahl in the wake of kind of the outrage over that interview.
I think she's keeping her head down because she knows she was wrong.
Yeah.
I do. Also, first-time listener, 715. First time I've listened to this station, I am sickened. Trans, fine, but don't throw this in children's faces. And Soros? I think he means Soros. Yes, get rid of him. What about Hunter, Hillary, laptops, Clinton's affair, Biden college background? What the F, lady? You are the uninformed.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you for your text, 715.
Appreciate that. 414.
Welcome to Civic Media. Yeah,
right. 414 sending a text that was posted by a right-wing radio person who's dumping on Janet Protasiewicz because she wanted her gravesite to be located next to her ex-husband's dead wife.
What?
I had to send this to you. I did not expect the Wisconsin Supreme Court race to mention gravesites.
Well, there you go. I missed that one.
It sounds like a reach on the Republican side, if that's what they're bringing out as the big guns on the last day, that might be a whiff.
Yeah, and I don't want to put the cart before the horse as far as what we will ask Patrick Marley tonight during our 7 to 8 p.m. coverage. When we talk to Patrick Marley, at 7:30 about what would a Janet Protasiewicz win mean as far as GOP strategy in the legislature, in future campaigns. You know, I think we talked a lot about when Brian Schimming took over the Wisconsin GOP as someone who, I mean, we've already seen it as far as the Republicans for the first time since 2020 embracing early voting, because Brian Schimming came out and said, we can't start on election day 200,000 votes down and think that we're going to make it up. And so it'll be interesting to see if there is yet another, that would make it what, 14 out of 17 statewide races that Democrats would have won. If there eventually becomes like, hey, you're not going to win statewide with MAGA candidates. You're not going to win statewide on culture wars. And if there is a potential attempt to about face, or if there's a doubling down. And I think there's just, like I said, the anticipation is high, and the anticipation where we go from here starting tomorrow will be interesting.
262 checking in again at 844-967-2789. LOL, that last person was straight up trolling on election day. You know, you guys must be doing something right if people like that are texting in.
Well, and we appreciate it. Listen, I'm not so thin-skinned that I wouldn't entertain calls from people who disagree with me. Obviously, when there is, I'm going to say, I was like, I don't think that's true, but I'm not going to hang up on you.
And I agree with you.
Jane might.
Provided, these are producer rules, provided you stick to the topic, you're respectful, and you don't talk over the hosts. Those are my rules. Yeah. Those are my rules.
We're not gonna do a yelling contest.
No.
This is not a yelly show.
No.
I feel like there's probably been more times on this show I have cried than yelled.
By far.
I know you can hear me get choked up versus me screaming into the microphone. I think that has happened more times than I'd like to admit, but this is also, you know, welcome to female talk radio.
We bring a little something different.
We do. We certainly do. And we will bring it again tonight from 7 to 8. But tune in. Just keep Civic Media on for the day. Obviously, we have Dueling Tangents and the Chad Holmes Show coming up next. And then it's Matt Flynn. And then a 3-hour Devil's Advocates from 4 to 7. And then we'll be back on air, Jane and I. And then we will hand it over to our news team with Terry Bell anchoring and bringing in the results with all of our correspondents across the state. But if you have not voted yet, once again, go vote. I am literally going to go out, get my umbrella, walk 2 blocks, go vote, and probably take my selfie afterwards. Jane, will you send me a selfie of you with your video?
I will.
With your voting sticker?
I absolutely will. And I just want to remind people, too, that the weather will likely get worse as the day goes on. So if you can vote before 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, do so. Again, we're not under any watches, we're not under any warnings, but if that's going to be a deterrent for you, then just try and get it done now.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we'll talk to you tonight, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow when we have the election results in. Thank you for texting and calling and listening. Come back tomorrow. No, come back tonight at 7. Come back tomorrow at 11 when we will do As Goes Wisconsin all over again.
My place is here. I fight with you. One day more, I will join these people's heroes. I will follow where they go. I will learn their little secrets. I will know the things they
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC